Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined this week by Laura Adams, executive director of the Shelby Farms Conservancy, Dennis Lynch from the Sierra Club, Richie Smith from the Shelby Farms Advisory Team, and Bill Drees from the Memphis Daily News. Let me start with the most basic question, and I'm going to start on my right here with Richie. Why do we need, or why do people think we need, an expanded road through Shelby Farms?
It goes back decades before the Shelby Penal Farm was converted to a park, where there were three north-south roads in the transportation plan. And our firm was actually involved with Garrett Ekpo and Associates decades ago to kill or eliminate two of these north-south roads that would bisect the center of the park and the east edge. And the grand compromise then, which was in the 80s, was that there would be a consideration of a western road, Kirby Parkway, or now as it's sometimes called, Shelby Farms Parkway. And with transportation planning data and the growth of Memphis and commuter patterns, there's a severe issue when you have a north-south road of I-240 on the west side and miles east of Germantown Parkway. And most traffic engineers have really been pressing the need for this road. So that's what it's down to.
And Dennis, why, from your perspective, I guess I'll say, why do we need a road, or why don't we need a road?
Well, actually, traffic in the vicinity of the park has not grown in 8 years. Also, the plans that were done for the road showed a 42% error. The forecast was 42% higher than the actual traffic that occurred in 2010. So we think there's need for much less of a road. There's also concern, which hasn't been mentioned much, but if 19,000 more cars come down the parkway and land in front of Baptist Hospital, that's going to be an even bigger mess there than it is now. So those are just some of the issues we think need more consideration and more careful planning.
Laura, this debate, as we've referenced, the 80s, it's been going on. I've been in Memphis almost 20 years now. I remember it was a big issue back then. This, where we are now in the process, is a result of a whole lot of studies and a whole lot of public hearings. In the midst of all that, the Conservancy was formed. And since that Conservancy, which you had, was formed, a whole lot of new things have happened. The Green Line, the expanded playground. I mean, the park itself has, not that it wasn't thriving before, but I think a lot of people would say it's thriving even more now. Now they're talking about putting, you know, to be ugly, a road through your park. I mean, is where are you on that? Where's the Conservancy stand on the idea of the road?
Well, I mean, I want to be clear that the Conservancy isn't pro-road or anti-road. The Conservancy is always pro-park. I mean, we want what's best for the park and the people that use the park, and really look more at the human scale. You know, the truth is, though, that, as you said, the park is busier than ever. The park is at least two or three times busier than it ever has been. There are estimates up to 200 park users a day. So as the park sits in the geographic center of the population of Shelby County, you know, half the people live east of the park and half of the people live west of the park, we see that there are some issues with transportation. We experience them personally when people are even trying to come to the park and get in the park. You know, we'll watch as people on a busy Saturday will just turn away. So now we're not traffic engineers. We have engineers that work for us that are helping us with our master plan. But their job is to make sure that we have effective ways to be able to get people to the park. Yeah. So that we can continue to grow and people can continue to use it, both with a car and primarily without a car.
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.